The alliance was formed back in 1996 for mountain resorts to come together and provide resort-specific education for its members and also to share information with each other to gain an understanding of neighboring resorts. Included in this year's panel were representatives from Park City, Whistler, Sun Valley, Jackson Hole, Vail, and Lake Tahoe. Mark Seltenrich, a member of the Park City Board of Realtors, says from what he heard, it sounds like everyone has pulled out of the economic recession.
All the resorts have come out of the recession, just like Park City has. We've probably done as well, if not better, than any of the other resorts. Saying that, maybe Jackson Hole came out a little bit earlier, and they're probably maybe a little ahead of us. So Jackson Hole, being a small market, doesn't take as many sales to run out of inventory and have prices start to go back up.
One area that has definitely been impacted, he says, is Sun Valley due to the devastating wildfires there last summer.
And they basically missed the August and September selling season, which is really their best time of year for property sales up there, and town was pretty much shut down. So they suffered a little bit, but they're still coming back as well.
Most of the resorts talked about the low snow year this year and fear of wildfires this summer.
We're thinking we're having kind of a low snow year here. We're about 70% of normal. Lake Tahoe is at 12% of normal. So they are really suffering. They're in their third year of drought. That's an issue for them. Not only there at Lake Tahoe, but statewide. Fire, Vail brought that up, and it hasn't really hit Vail yet, but we know from the news that other Colorado towns have had significant issues with fire and homes being lost. And it's interesting, after the meeting, a local insurance agent pulled me aside and said, hey, we have to do something about knowledge on fire around here. It's not a matter of if, but when. And rates certainly could go up if we're looking at our subdivisions, local subdivisions like Summit Park, Pine Brook, out in the preserve. Those are all, you know, good candidates for having a wildfire at some time that could be devastating.
No resorts, he says, have seen huge price jumps, and some even trail behind the national average.
It's kind of interesting. None of the resorts had a real big price increase except for Jackson. So, you know, we are up about 4 to 7%, depending on what areas that you're looking at. If we look at just homes and condos, we are up about 7%. That's still below the national average, which was somewhere in the 9 to 11% range. And that's similar in the other resorts, too.
That's Mark Seltenrich with the Park City Board of Realtors. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.